Log Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from Bowie, Maryland. I'm really excited to be back on the air and got everything all squared away. I guess we're pretty lucky to be on the air. There's still thousands of people in the Metro DC area who don't have power, but our power's on. We have survived Hurricane Sandy. No real damage, no trees down, nothing. It really has been a pretty amazing couple of days. I haven't been in school in a couple of days. Going tomorrow for the Halloween party. We are back in school tomorrow. And that's kind of exciting, and I'm looking forward to that. If you got any hurricane stories you'd like to share with us, why don't you give us a call at 347-945-6713. You can be right on with Norm at Night. Right now I'm trying to figure out if I have to go to school tomorrow. Trying to figure out, well, no, I know I have to go to school tomorrow, but I'm trying to figure out if Kent Garden Elementary School, where I teach them chess in the afternoon, is going to be open tomorrow. And I'm having some difficulty figuring that out. I wonder what the school board has to say. So that's Fairfax County. So I guess it's the Fairfax County. Oh, wouldn't it be? Well. I wonder if Fairfax County schools are in session tomorrow. Well, there's nothing wild on the page here, so I guess they must be. Fairfax County Schools. It looks like they are open tomorrow, so I guess it will be school as usual. Hey, guest 9003, why don't you give us a call with your Sandy stories? I'm really worn out with the election. I'm almost glad that everybody's taking the last few days off. These last just fibs. No, they're not fibs. They're just playing lies. All the Jeep stuff and Jeep moving all the production to China. It's just a crock of poop. A solid crock of poop. Jeep's building Jeeps in China. For the Chinese market. It has nothing to do with the American market. And I get really touchy when you start yapping about Jeeps because I have three of them. Well, there's three in the family. My son had one. My daughter had one. Both are Renegades, and I've got a Liberty. They're all 2004. That was a great year for Jeeps, a great year. And I really liked my Jeep. I was really kind of sad to hear that Chrysler sold the Jeep division, but at least they sold it to Italians. The American car industry is booming. Ford just made $1 billion last year. GM's the biggest car manufacturer in the world. Things are going great for the American car industry. Governor Romney just wanted it to go away. Some interesting shots of... Excuse me. Some interesting shots of Governor Christie running around New Jersey and arm-in-arm practically with the president, and they're having a love fest. I don't know if that's going to make any difference, but if the president rescues a lot of stuff down on the shore... I guess Sandy's a whole new definition of Jersey Shore girl, huh? What a storm. And if anybody out there knows the difference between a cyclone and a hurricane, I wish you'd please give us a call at 347-945-6713 so that we can get that clear on the air. Excuse me, but I will be going to school tomorrow, and let's see what's going on Facebook right now. I've really lost my enthusiasm for the election. I don't know who. It's just been going on too damn long. Yeah, actually, that was quite a shocker that I don't even know what the shocker was now. But I am looking on I'm looking at pictures on Facebook and I'm trying to find out if there's any good stuff on Facebook with people giving me a shot. I mean, I'm out of personal gas. I'm not voting for Mitt Romney, though I thought about it, actually. Let's see, a friend of mine says, why don't we all vote for Romney? Since the country wants all of that nonsense. Looks like we're going to school tomorrow. And that's a really pretty interesting thing.
chopper.
I'm looking here, and I don't see. I was hoping my friend from Atlanta may give me a call tonight and try to read me the riot act, because I would love that. I thought maybe my cousins would call tonight. But apparently they still don't have power in Alexandria. And that's a shame. There's some great pictures here. I'm sure the count will tune in later. I sure hope so, because it's always fun to talk to the count. Kids I've taught are all over Facebook, guys I went to high school with. I just remember my friend Kevin G had such a thin face, and now I guess we're all like that, you know, just we get so big. Oh boy. Jeep's adding 1,100 new employees in America. Chrysler's added 11,200 U.S. jobs since 2009. And then it just takes off with so many subsidiary jobs that are based on the manufacture of new cars. Like all the different places I take my Jeeps. Well, my Jeeps are so dependable, I don't actually take them anywhere. People and their dogs. Nobody's talking about the election. Except me. I mean, nobody gives a damn. I sure don't give a damn anymore, that's for sure. Just one lie after another, and the country just accepts it. You know, maybe it is time we just take this country apart and start over. Imagine this for a scenario. Romney wins the popular vote, Obama wins the electoral vote, and then five or whatever number of electors it takes to send it back the other way change their votes and start voting for other people. The whole thing is just, it could get out of control. We could end up shooting at each other. We could end up a third world country. We could make the Russians and the Ukrainians look wait a minute. Yeah. Let me go back to the studio and see if anybody's trying to call. Sherms is on the line. Change isn't going to come about by elections, says somebody in my chat room. I'm sorry, I'll get the TV turned off in the background. I apologize. There, how's that? The TV's now turned off in the background. The elections are rigged. Maybe, maybe not. I got a couple of guests in the. I got three guests in the chat room. Let's have a conversation. I'll relay what you write to the population at large. Oh, now the guests are all logging out. They're getting tired. Okay, well, it was quite a hurricane. It was quite a hurricane. Some of the shots in New York City are just utterly unbelievable. And it's amazing that the subway filled with water. And how they get the water out, they actually send a train in to pump the water out. I guess that train must be a regular diesel engine since they can't send electricity down into the tunnels yet because they're filled with water. So that's really a pretty interesting phenomenon. I wonder how high the water can be on the tracks for the trains to stay on. Hey, wait a minute. Here we go. Go ahead. You're on with Norm at Night.
Hey, guy. How's it going?
Well, we had, at my house, we had a pretty easy time of the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't lose power at all, which
yeah,
is very
cool.
Usually the first drop of rain, our lights go off. But I guess they've been making a big deal with BG&E to correct that. And so this time they came through for us anyway. I'm glad there are people in Virginia that are still out, but that's Pepco.
Yeah, that's something like... over 8 million people without power right now, you know.
Are
you? Yeah, I remember, well, you remember Irene. Some of those folks didn't get power back for 2 or 3 weeks. Mostly in rural areas, though.
So. Yeah, we were out for a week. Wait a minute, there's a comment here. I guess Romney wouldn't want to fund any upgrades in U.S. infrastructure. The upgrades in U.S. infrastructure.
Oh, well, you know. I'm sure it would be immoral for him to repair or rebuild the infrastructure. I don't know. That guy, it's almost a daily event, you know, these stupid stunts, you know, with the Red Cross or the things he says. It's crazy.
He's just a liar.
Yeah, well, yeah, he just says whatever. There's no conviction. There are no beliefs. There's just, you know, he's the talking head. I mean, he's the perfect talking head.
People believe him because they'll do anything to get rid of the black guy.
Yeah, I guess I won't disagree with that, but I won't comment either.
Hey, Chicken Chow Mein, how are you? Welcome to the chat room. So, what do you people think about my outrageous statement that I just made? Somebody say something. It's the black guy.
Oh, come on. It's not all about race, is it?
I don't think it's overtly about race. Wait a minute. I can't even read it. There's a HTTP readers support ednews.org news section. Retired NSA analyst proves GOP is stealing elections.
Oh.
Just one piece of evidence that it's rigged.
Uh-huh.
About the oligarchy. Chicken Chow Maine. I heard Romney's projected to win in Ohio. I've heard that he's like going, he's just lying through his teeth because he's got nothing to lose because they're going down in Ohio.
Yeah, mostly I've heard, you know, he hasn't done as well there. He's doing better in Florida, which makes sense, of course. But you've got scandals on both sides as far as, you know, rigging votes and,
Votes is a particularly shocking thing in elections anywhere.
Yeah, but then you had that case with, in your area, what the hell's his name? Dorman?
I don't know, but one of our chat room guests screams, well, you can lie about anything you want because nobody in America cares about facts. Romney lies because Americans want lies.
Oh,
don't believe
I don't know about that. I mean, you know, now you've seen the latest twist in Gary Johnson's campaign.
What's the latest twist in Gary Johnson's campaign?
Okay. Well, all they're shooting for now is, because they do have the potential to get 5% of the vote. If he can,
well, the big question is, can they win a state?
Yeah, well, that's probably not going to happen, but...
Well, that's unfortunate, because if he could win a state, and the election... That would increase the chances of no one getting an electoral majority.
Oh, okay, well.
He would be on the ballot that goes to the House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to have electoral votes for that.
Right, exactly. But his strategy now is to get the 5%. And by doing so, the next election, he would qualify for federal funding.
Yeah, but I would much rather him. Does he have no chance to win Arizona?
Well, he's from New Mexico. He was the governor of New Mexico. So I guess there's a remote chance, but I really don't think, I don't see that happening, really.
Hey, Mr. Blondie's back.
So,
remember him?
So if he gets the 5%, then he gets all, you know, that money. And I think it ups his status, or the status of the Libertarian Party in general. And
that's all dependent on the number of what he gets in any individual states.
Well, it's 5% of the general vote.
If he gets, well, but that doesn't put him on any ballots.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about getting federal funding 4 years from now, and it gives him it gives the party status to where he can be included in debates and things of that sort. So, I mean, we're starting small here, Norm. Okay.
Well, why start small? Why not win a state?
The money's not there. Come on, we're going to have to play this game. The way it's being played, and it's a money game, you know? We already know that.
He's missing the opportunity. He should concentrate on three states in the Southwest. He does not have to win a majority. He only has to win a plurality.
Well, at this point in time, it's a little late in the game to be going there, okay?
Well, he's not as smart as I am.
The guy can't, you know, he's got limited funds.
The guy wants the governor. So one of the chat room listeners just says, why doesn't somebody take over a state? All libertarians should move to South Dakota.
That would be cool. A lot of money.
But I thought they were all moving to New Hampshire.
That could happen. There were things.
Yeah, wasn't there some New Hampshire project or something where they were trying to take over the state?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, you're asking people to do an awful lot. I mean,
they're on the ballot in Maryland for the next election, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's on the ballot in, I think, 47 or 48 states, something like that.
Well, you know, somebody says, take over a state and swamp the local elections. That has always been the path of American third parties. And then they get sucked into one of the two majors, whatever they are.
Yeah, well, that...
One major disappears and they become the other major.
Yeah, well, that was the strategy for the religious right
the Republicans,
about 15 years ago.
Well, the Republicans replaced the Whigs. You can't waste your time in New Hampshire. It's controlled by the insurance industry.
Yeah, well, you know. I mean, I can't see a whole lot of people moving there. I mean, there isn't enough business. There isn't enough going on.
Mr. Blondie says, there's so much fear in this country and our politics is fear-driven. And no one has the guts to make such a move. This is my editorial because they'll end up at Guantanamo. Did you see the pictures of the hurricane? Pretty amazing.
Yeah. There were a lot of fake ones floating around, but, you know, you could tell.
Well,
my favorite.
And, you know, the freaking Washington Post, they don't let you download the pictures anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Guantanamo is not closed, Mr. Blondie. Come on. Obama never said it was closed. He said he was going to try to close it, and then he changed his mind.
Yeah.
The wimp.
So, anyway, you were talking about photos.
Hmm. Yeah. There's this great photo. You know, I saw pictures of it. It was a water tanker boat, and it had run aground.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And I really wanted to get, you know, a copy of that picture.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't worth all the pin in the ass it would have been to get it off the post.
Well, you should.
You know, and I was kind of disappointed by that. Now the Buffalo News, you got to pay money or you can only read 4 articles and they turn you off.
Yeah, I noticed that. I think I went there last night and I think I read a couple and then they said you only have 7 left. And I thought, well, whatever.
It's really interesting. Now there's talk in the chat room if the hurricane has anything to do with climate change.
I don't think so.
Well, sea level has actually risen.
Yeah, but there was high tide.
Right, no, but if sea level's risen a lot in the last 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was sea level was where it was 100 years ago, even high tide wouldn't have overflowed the banks, so to speak.
I'm fairly skeptical about a lot of this climate change stuff.
And the HMS Bounty finally went down.
Yeah, I heard about that one.
The really irony of it, supposedly her name was Christian.
Oh.
She claimed to be the five great granddaughter of Fletcher Christian himself.
Oh, God, yeah.
What
was it doing out there? That's my question. What the hell was it doing?
They left Thursday.
Yeah.
it's not a bad idea to put to sea when there's a hurricane coming. The problem was that they didn't go far enough out before they turned south.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably would have been okay, except the engine quit.
Oh, I see.
And then they started taking on water.
Yeah.
And they could, the pumps couldn't keep up with it. It started to sink.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have incidents out here in the bay all the time. I mean, even in good weather.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they, maybe they just don't, they should have put the sails up to keep the ship underway.
Mm.
And tried to, is the hurricane going to affect the election? I don't know.
It seems speculative.
People, what else are people going to have to do on Tuesday? They don't have to work.
Yeah, it will affect the election if the power outage remains as it is.
And they'll have to fill out paper ballots.
They're going to do, that'll slow down the whole process. So
That'll increase the chance for fraud.
Yeah, because it's being, I don't know, whether it's done
manually
or electronically.
Voting machines are much easier to commit fraud with.
Probably.
The classic fraud is to leave the dead people on the voting rolls and just check off all their names, sign cards for them.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. I think it'll slow down the process, but I think whatever level of corruption is out there is going to more or less stay the way it is. So.
Do me a favor.
What's up?
Are you looking in the chat room?
No, I'm outside on the patio.
Oh, okay. Well, wait a minute. I'm going to try to copy this URL and see if I can't go to the... It's about the GOP stealing the election.
Oh.
Why not? What the hell? Let's see what
comes I've read
up.
A couple articles, and Florida seems to be the worst case, but...
I think it'd be kind of cool. We had our own little Ukrainian. Retired NSA analyst proves GOP is stealing elections.
Oh, okay.
In states where the winner will be decided by less than 10% of the vote, he knows he will win, says this guy.
Oh. Well, that would include just about all the states. Rarely do they go over 10%. Now, Obama will get 10%, in California.
I think it means, more than 100 million Americans will cast their ballot thinking their votes will be fairly counted. Yet the crooks know they can safely flip up to 10% of the votes without consequence. Anything more than that is statistically suspect.
Oh, okay.
Obama's margin was so large in 2008 that this method couldn't have saved the Republicans.
So we're going to say that it's rigged already.
Demand hand ballot counts. We use paper ballots in the UK and the results do not even begin to trickle in until 3 a.m. The final outcome can take 3 days to finalize. Seems to me the longer it takes to finalize, the greater the chance of... Come on, somebody else call.
Yeah. When they do these recounts, you know, at least the ones I've seen, they're done publicly. They have observers. I mean, it's pretty hard to, you know, change things. Whatever is there. That's it, you know.
Whichever party's in control of the state can do almost anything with the elections.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
No, so, I mean, look at what Daley used to do in Chicago.
Well, yeah, he was pretty good at that.
Look what
Obama
the Dems used to do in Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo was, well, whatever.
Was
you could buy a vote from here. I mean, if you, that was how it worked.
You know, if your name had end in a vowel to get elected mayor of Buffalo.
That was true, yeah.
Either I or O.
Yeah.
Or A.
Well, the union
Frank
guys
is,
would
yeah.
would set up in the back of the bar, and if you came in with a little sticker or your receipt saying that you voted, then you got free beer. That's all I remember.
The fraud is built into the voting machines. Boy, I wonder how you do that. If election day were yes, actually you can postpone the elections. I made a mistake, and I had to go correct it at school because I thought that election day for the presidential elections was set by the Constitution, but it is not.
Oh. Hmm.
Only the method of election.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Romney's son owns shares in the company that makes voting machines. Gee. Thank you. Thanks for that tip, chat room. That's interesting.
Yeah. Oh, I was watching him collect canned goods for the Red Cross.
Wasn't that pathetic?
That was sad, yeah. Because the Red Cross said, we don't even know what to do with those canned goods.
Well, I'm glad we got a full chat room tonight, but I wish somebody'd call in.
Yeah.
Yeah, the show's getting popular. I got another check for advertising.
Ooh.
$8.57.
There you go. Yeah, I found that out with the charities last year. You know, because I had that money I won at the stock picking contest.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. I just got an idea who Chicken Chow Mein might be.
Okay.
That's pretty funny.
Mm. So, anyway, what I used to do was actually go out and buy stuff and bring it down to the food bank, which they still allow, you know. But but it turns out that if you give them money, they have deals with a lot of the wholesale distributors, and they can get 10 times the amount of food that you can buy for the same amount.
You mean if you gave them the money for the food that you brought?
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah.
Like instead of buying 3 cans of vegetables for $3, if you just gave them the $3.
They could get
a lot more food.
They would get 30 cans of vegetables. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know. So, but see, over the years, I had always bought the stuff. But, you know, a lot of times I would. There was a different place called Loaves and Fishes. Now, they feed people every day. They actually have kitchens and facilities and all that. But the But the food bank distributes to families, and if they can buy the stuff, then they can uniformly bag it and hand it out, you know. They actually go year-round, too. And some of them...
So we had a community service day at school a couple weeks ago, and we made 200 or 300 sandwiches and took them down to Martha's Table,
mm-hmm.
which is the local food bank here.
Yeah, it's, I've been doing this for a long time, and it's, if you ever drive by, like, the Loaves and Fishes facility, at lunchtime, there can be 1,000 people in that damn park. I mean, it's, you can't drive by it and not feel something because it's so awful.
According to somebody in the chat room, all 5 voting machine companies have very strong GOP fundraising ties.
Mm-hmm. Isn't the major manufacturer of voting machines Diebold? Remember Diebold?
I don't know. I honestly don't know because there used to be the old kind with the levers.
Yeah.
You know, when you press that handle and the curtain.
Oh,
would,
I remember those. Remember the old green booth that they used to have street corners?
Now they're on computers. And
yeah. But I remember the old green voting booths, and they'd put them on the street corners. I remember they had the old coal stoves in them, and I think later they went to kerosene. But
now they use, according to, they use touch screens, Scantrons, all different kinds of things.
Yeah.
It's like taking an exam back in high school.
Mm-hmm. So the only reason I remember Diebold, because that was at one time, I don't think they're based in Buffalo anymore, but they were. One of those.
Remember they used to bring those, that in September they used to bring those little green houses.
Mm-hmm. Well, those were the booths. You know.
Right. Every other corner practically.
Yeah. Which, you know.
Those old ladies with buns used to sit in there as the poll watchers.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, sometimes they had coffee and donuts, all kinds of, you know.
It was
a community event, you know.
There was one right down at the end of Kermit at Olympic.
Uh-huh.
But we couldn't use that one because my grandfather was, he was the local Democratic committee man.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a fight with somebody because he wanted to put a different woman in the voting booth than they did.
Mm-hmm.
So they changed the district line and drew it right down the middle of Kermit Avenue.
Oh.
I got my mask for Halloween tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big soccer.
I put some decorations up, you know.
Huh? Oh, you put decorations up for Halloween?
Oh, yeah, you know. So the kids come, it's got, you know, it's safety, too, because there's a lot of lights, and so they can get up the path and everything, so.
Oh, God, somebody says, say aye, the same way the Democrats vote on their platform. Who cares about the platform?
Yeah, nobody really cares about that, do they? I don't know anyone who ever stuck to it. God.
I don't know anybody that's ever read it.
Yeah, I read the Republican ones at times. Some of the state platforms are really bizarre. You know, if you ever get a chance.
An interesting thing.
I mean, if you ever get the chance to read Texas, that's pretty crazy.
You know, everybody's talking about, oh, this major national election. Do you know the only national figures who are elected in this election is the president.
Mm.
Everybody else is a state, is a representative of some sort of a state.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you how it is out here. My congresswoman.
Are
I
you
don't.
Nancy Pelosi?
Doris Matsui. Now,
okay.
She runs, and most of the time she's unopposed. I mean, she's a Democrat, and she hadn't even bothered to print signs or anything. It doesn't matter.
According to somebody in the chat room, we're all being duped.
Hmm. Well, I suppose we are. If you think there's a big difference between Romney and Obama, you're being duped.
I don't know.
Where's the next war going to be? Now we're talking about Mali. Back in Africa. Here we come.
I'm afraid the next war is going to be in Iran, and it's going to be very bloody.
Yeah, well, I think the only thing I would say is that Romney is more inclined toward action against Iran, and I think Obama is more likely in Syria and Mali, and who knows where else.
Now, when Obama's sick and tired of Syria, and I think it's the right approach. They'll just figure out where Assad is and drop a clone on.
Yeah.
I mean,
They're going to have to convince the Turks to lead the invasion, obviously. You know, they're the closest, and they have a very strong military, so... what I'm getting at is that
with either Romney or Obama, you're going to have an endless
succession of wars. We will never be at peace.
The Syrians and their...
One war after another. More dead boys.
The Syrians have lost every war they fought since 1948.
Yeah, I guess so, But I'm not so concerned about them because, as far as I'm concerned, we don't have any interest in that country.
All right, wait a minute.
None at all.
Hey, chat room. So we got a sham democracy. All right. We'll grant it to you. What are we supposed to do about it? I'm waiting.
All right. I'm listening for the keyboard.
Everybody sham this, sham that. And when push comes to shove, we're all comfortable in our big fancy jobs and we don't do anything.
Who's got big fancy jobs?
Well,
not
us. We had one.
A long time ago. The only thing I know is that it doesn't matter which one of them are in. Like I say, endless wars and a declining standard of living. That's what you're going to get.
Declining standard of living.
Mm-hmm.
No interest at all in
think about health care. Think about, wages in general.
I guess I'm just damn lucky because I've never been sick.
Yeah, well, I've been pretty good. I mean, I have what I have, but, it's been manageable so far.
Oh, I don't need the FBI on me, dude. Well, you're right. Nobody does. So
yeah.
Elections are a sham. Nobody wants the... As long as we're consumer-driven, we're screwed. Okay, Mr. Blondie, what kind of driven should we be? And how do we do that?
Well, Well, if you're not consuming, let's try the opposite end. We can be producers.
I got a funny definition of a big fancy job. Calling my job a big fancy job. I compare myself to Romney. That is pretty funny, chat room.
Yeah, pretty funny.
I got a chuckle out of that. Current generations may be different. I'm not sure how old you are, Blondie, but I'll tell you this. All my kids, except maybe my sociologist daughter, are way more consumer-driven than I've ever been. I mean, my big fancy job. I'm not a consumer, I'm a citizen. Wow.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, that economic model, if we want to call it that, is long dead. I mean, you know.
I'm a citizen. We need to inculcate that.
If people want to.
Well, how do we do that? Okay, so I'm standing there in a room, and I say, come on, we'll investigate anything you want, anything you're interested in. You know what they do? They sit there and say, teach us science so I can get a good job. Short attention span and computer-driven. I'm actually giving some credence to that attention span business because I'm beginning to find my own attention span shortening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do that. You know, if let's say if I go to a page and I want to read a story and they hit me with, you know, pop-up ads coming up and that, a lot of times I'll just close the page. I won't even bother to read it.
Okay.
Because I find those ads, they're rude. When you pop up stuff on my page and I'm trying to read it.
The oligarchy. What do we do? Shoot them? Is that how you destroy the oligarchy?
Well, I think one thing you do, now, you know, the trend has over the last 20, 30 years has been towards a global economy, and the effect, which is what we feel right now, is our standard of living has gone down, and the rest of the world's going up. How does that happen? Because we're not producing, and they are. And both parties are complicit. I mean, you know, just look at NAFTA, for Christ's sake. And nearly every trade agreement that we make is not to the advantage of the American worker.
Maybe we should just abolish the Constitution and start over.
Well, I don't think we have to do that. I think if we stuck to the Constitution, observe it strictly, a lot of our problems would
Oh, my God, you sound like a Tea Partier now.
I'm not a Tea Partier. I'm a libertarian.
Now, the Constitution actually destroyed the Revolution.
Yeah, well, you know.
So let's destroy the Constitution and start over.
Well, the unfortunate thing is that we've had, you know, we've had courts that reinterpret things and distort things, and, you know, unfortunately, that's where we're at right now. We have legislatures that pass laws that they know are unconstitutional. What, you know,
I don't know. This.
We engage in war that is not authorized. We've given the president power to do practically anything he wants, you know.
Somebody said, take a page from the Irish, rural discord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's blow up Macy's instead of Harrods, right?
Oh, well, you know. Well, there's one thing, you know, I know there are crazy people out there, and they do advocate violence and all the rest of that, but that's not where I'm, you know, I absolutely oppose that.
Yeah, but has there ever been a big change without it?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, you know, sometimes...
Tell me one!
Well, let's see. Let me think. Without violence?
Yes.
Yeah, no, there's always been violence of some sort. You're always going to have a mob. And unfortunately, you know.
Uh-oh, the chat room's agreeing with you, cult.
Mm-hmm.
The Congress is not following the Constitution.
Exactly.
I don't agree with that.
Really?
Really. The Constitution was designed by the ultimate makers to destroy the states.
So what would you have done in its place? As far, I don't...
The place of the Constitution?
Yeah.
I would have done
yeah.
nothing.
What's this?
I would have done nothing.
Okay. Well,
we should not be in Afghanistan for 11 years with or without a declaration of war.
Yeah, I agree with that. And to say that we left Iraq is absurd. When you've got 15,000 contractors working there, it's just, it's not our army anymore. It's just a private army that we hire.
It's a mercenary army.
Yes, exactly.
A private army. We privatized the army.
Very much so, yes.
Oh, Mr. Blondie says, Afghan war is a great moneymaker. Keep Northern Virginia employed. Well, they practically say that in the all the different commercials for the Senate race.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, part of Romney's pitch is, you know, I want to build the biggest military the world's ever seen. And let's face it, if you work in a, in the defense industry, hey, I'm voting for this guy. He's protecting my job. Even though we're buying all kinds of crap that we don't need, right?
Yeah, well, it took World War II to get us out of the first depression.
That's debatable.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
I'm not going to allow that to be said. It's not debatable.
Really? Okay.
Really.
Well, I don't have the numbers in front of me since I'm out here in the dark, but, we did have some problems
Wait a minute. There's a personal attack here in the chat room.
Who's getting a personal attack? You?
I recall saying that a boy a decade ago and you gave me shit for it, Norm. I recall saying that about a decade ago and you gave me shit for it, Norm. Well,
see, here's a problem.
No, you know, somebody about a decade ago said, that's right. The U.S. Army's nothing but Saudi mercenary. That's right. I forgot about that. I got blamed for it, however.
Yeah. Well,
anyway, folks, we got about 15 seconds left. It's been a great night on Normant Night, and I hope I see you next Tuesday. But I do have to get going.
Yes, next Tuesday. Well, I'll do my voting in the morning early, you know.
All right. Well, this is Norm out. Thanks for coming, everybody. Thanks for everybody coming to the chat room. Hopefully, we're closing in on 75,000. I'm going to have some kind of party at 100,000 is all I know.
And tell those people in the chat room to get some telephones.
Huh?
Tell those people in the chat room to get some telephones.
Well, actually, this was kind of fun, you know. It's fun hosting the chat room.
Yeah, well.
Consider us to be co-hosts now. Everybody's logging out. I'll see you next week. Thanks for coming, Colt.
Okay, take care, Norm.
All right.
See you next week. Bye-bye.
Okay.